Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studio of EloquenceOnline.net in beautiful, sunny New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And not a long, long flight on the Millennium Falcon, rather short one, but Troy is, as I will quote him, stuck in a meeting, period, tweeting with Troy. He is in a meeting up in Charleston, South Carolina, at South Carolina Federal Credit Union, and we are on the air with the show called The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? We weren't here last week. We didn't do a show last week. I was out in Houston, Texas, visiting with the crew at Prime White Federal Credit Union. And let me tell you, very, very interesting credit union, doing a lot of things right. But among the many things they're doing great is their Facebook presence. We all know that Facebook is not a noun. It's a verb because you're always Facebooking. And if it's an ing verb, it's actually what we would call in grammar a gerund. It's a gerund. It's an ongoing verb. And we all have that. I've witnessed it online. A lot of credit unions, their verb is to post that they're closed on the 4th of July or Memorial Day or, you know, other federal holidays. Kind of a no kidding. And some credit unions have a lot of fun on their Facebook page. They give away really cool things. A car payment. That, you know, if I didn't have to make my car payment this month, that would be just fine with me. I might go on a little short staycation somewhere. Contest. Kind of that, almost like an AM radio vibe all day long. Fun and contests and giveaways and some news and some updates. Facebook, the verb and the vibe is the title of the show today. Everyone knows Facebook is a verb. But does your Facebook site have vibe? This week we're going to be joined by Michelle Lashinsky from Prime Way Federal Credit Union. She's going to be telling us about, that was their plan all along, by the way, to have a great vibe on their Facebook page. It wasn't just about clicks and comments and pictures and stuff like that. When we get back from the break, I'm going to ask Kelly Clarkson how she felt about me being gone and Troy being gone last week, and then we'll join Michelle right after this.
How come I never hear you say,
man, 10 years ago, I heard that song probably four times a day. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hi, Jason. It's great to talk to you.
It is so good to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
The studio audience is – whenever we play Kelly Clarkson, the studio audience gets excited. That was 10 years ago. I spoke at the World Council of Credit Unions meeting in Rome in 2005, and it was just a great summer, pre-recession, having a great time with the family, driving down to San Antonio seemingly every night to have dinner and visit family, and Kelly Clarkson was on the radio on the way there and on the way home. So we are big fans here of Kelly Clarkson, Troy and myself, but we're talking about you. Tell us about you, Michelle Lashinsky, and your career with credit unions.
Well, full transparency, I'm a little bit of a geek, Jason. My educational background is organizational communication, which really all that means is not only do I like to talk, I want to talk about theory and data. Wow. Doesn't make me a great party person, but I love my life. I've worked with a lot of different organizations over my professional career, including some large ones like General Electric and General Motors. But I came to credit unions in 2000. I started with a credit union that was about $125 million in assets, and it was a one-person marketing department, and found I just love the mission, you know, being able to help people and give them a better alternative for financing is just something that really resonates with me. And so I got the opportunity to come to Prime Way and work with a two-person credit union department to start off with. So I've been here ever since and just absolutely love it.
Well, we have a one-person marketing department on the radio show here, and we've tried to increase it. But, I mean, if you've heard the show, you know no one's going to want to market this show. I mean, come on. That's absolutely spot on. I mean, you have to enjoy what you're doing every day. When I was speaking, I used to talk about how, as Americans, you know, everyday middle-class working Americans, we separate ourselves from the things we love in the morning to go to work every day. You know, our family, our pets, our homes, all this kind of stuff. And it's got to be something that you enjoy doing, or you cannot do it for very long. And, of course, the economy comes and goes. You talked about working with credit unions since 2000. I mean, 2000, you know, 15 years ago now, those were the days. I mean, people were offering $5,000 and $9,000 signing bonuses just to take a job that paid you more than the job you had already. And so I totally get a career that I think you actually benefit, Michelle, from having worked in fields outside the credit unions. I think that's actually a good thing, don't you?
It's given me a different perspective, and it has allowed me to look at things a little bit differently. And from a marketing standpoint, that is always helpful. So I do feel lucky to have been able to do that.
Well, let's talk about marketing, because the thing that really drew me to your brand was your Facebook page. You guys have got thousands of Facebook likes. You are probably not the biggest credit union in Texas or in Houston, for that matter. But I think it's over 3,000 likes, is it not, on the Facebook page?
We have a little over 3,500 at the moment.
It's very impressive. Tell me about it. Tell us about the Facebook page, how you guys use it, and why it seems to really resonate or reverberate with your audience.
The Facebook page is my favorite of all the social platforms that we are on. We take a little bit different approach to it than I think many credit unions do. We don't view Facebook as a marketing platform. You know, as our members have become more technology driven and start to use digital channels for their day-to-day interactions with money, what happens is we don't have as much traffic in our branches. And this is a problem that all credit unions are facing right now.
Right.
Well, marketing still has the ability through other platforms to get our marketing messages to them. But what credit unions are lacking now is the ability to maintain and build those relationships with our members.
Right.
So for us, that's exactly what we hope to achieve with our Facebook brand, is to maintain and build relationships with our members. So we see Facebook as an extension of our brand, which in our case is CARING, and that stands for an acronym, which is Compassion, Accountability, Real Value, Integrity, New Ideas, and Guidance. What that boils down to is there's a ton of different information and activities on our Facebook page. You will see educational pieces. You will see fun contests.
Contests. The contests are king. I mean, that's exactly what I mean. If you look at your Facebook page, there's actually very little product pitch going on. You're not begging people to open a checking account or get a debit card or apply for a loan. You're just kind of the daily life of things. I think the first comment I saw was y'all were doing, I think it was the $25 of free gas. You were giving away $25 of free gas to people. And a gentleman commented, I refinanced my car with PrimeWay. Thank you for the free gas. But he was the one talking about refinancing, not you. I thought that was really cool. It had a real vibe to it. Your Facebook page had kind of a community calendar feel to it. Is that what y'all wanted to do? And how do you keep that going every day?
Engagement is what is important to us. You know, word of mouth marketing is the most important thing you can do. But again, it's about building relationships. And how would you interact with people on a normal day just through the digital channel?
Right.
How we do it and how we're able to maintain it is actually a blessing for me. We have a great team at PrimeWay. And our team is constantly coming up with things that they think would be fun. And I'm not just talking our marketing or PR or business development people. I'm talking our branch people, our back office people, and they're constantly shooting us ideas or volunteering their time. So we have the ability to get a lot of great ideas out there. And to be honest, as marketers, we like to enjoy ourselves. So if it's fun for us, we hope it's going to be fun for them.
You can be honest. Hey, that's the calling card of this show. We've always been honest. We have not always been popular. We've always been very, very honest with what we talk about. And I'll tell you, sometimes I take a picture of this and post it later with the tweets. But I have all these arrows. I've got this pencil and this paper. The pencil has become the most indispensable thing to me because it never runs out. It always works, unlike my iPad and ballpoint pens and stuff like that. And you said it's not a marketing platform. I love that. I'm not sure anybody has ever been on the show and said Facebook is not part of what we would call the marketing suite or the marketing channels, all those old, outdated terms. It's not about a department. It's not just about the marketing department. It's about the people that work in the branches every day and hear what people are talking about. The one thing that really caught my attention was the cars fee contest. Not only had I never heard that term before, but I knew exactly what it meant when I saw it. A picture of you sitting in your car. And oh, by the way, we'll pay a car payment for you. Now, you paid out, was it $550 to some young person?
It was.
Yeah. I was like, that's two car payments for me. Tell me about the car fee contest. How did that get going?
Well, honestly, now I sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth because
we do that all the time on this show.
While I said we don't view marketing, a marketing platform is not what Facebook is to us, in this particular contest, we were running a great promotion for an auto campaign.
Yep.
And we wanted to let people know that saving money and lowering their interest rate could be a good thing. We thought, how can we do that without the normal promo pitch on Facebook?
Right.
And it's just like you said, people are always taking pictures of themselves in cars. And here we are. There is actually a hashtag that is Carfee. We did the research.
I didn't know that.
And it's a Twitter hashtag. So this is one where we decided, all right, we're going to go for the Carfee picture. And we'll pay somebody's car payment. And it was very successful for us, and a lot of fun to get people's pictures of them in their car. One woman in particular, one of my favorite pictures, she was dressed in leopard print, had leopard print phone case, leopard print interior on her car. I'm like, woman, you were all out for this contest.
It was
awesome. Wonderful.
It was awesome. And, okay, it wasn't 50,000 people that sent in pictures, but it was a significant number of people in your community. Even though I'm not like a client in the context of one of your potential members, I was still really interested in the way you guys were doing things. I mean, the website is what the website is, and you have to be there. You have to have a website. You have to log in for internet banking and stuff like that. But I think that the Facebook page is where you can really convey that local credit union vibe. We're here with you. We live where you live. We go shopping for groceries where you should go shopping for groceries. And I thought the Carfee contest was a great, great example of just being a part of that every day. When we get back from the break, I want to talk to you about the concept of staying local and about, you know, how much time do people really spend looking at Facebook every day now? I think credit unions would be surprised at how little time their members spend thinking about their credit union every day and then by extension looking at their Facebook presence. So to get this kind of feedback like they did with the Carfee contest, really, really hot. We're going to come back with Michelle Hoshinsky and we'll do it all right after this. That is talking with Michelle Leshinsky. She does the social media stuff and a bunch of other stuff. It's not just that you have a bigger marketing department. You also have more things that you do at the credit union, government affairs and all that kind of stuff. But you're absolutely right. Marketing people like to do marketing. And when you think about the market, you're talking about the marketplace, the place where you go to buy food. It is just germane and a part of the human experience. So the marketplace that you guys are doing business is just an amazing place. But the local marketplace, I think, is what keeps a brand going. And you guys use Facebook to connect with people on that local level, community events, golf tournaments, 5Ks, you name it. You're one of those brands people see in addition to HEB. The marketplace here in Texas for groceries, while the rest of the country was embroiled in all these different discussions about things, you guys were celebrating Juneteenth. You had golf tournaments and pictures and, again, great social energy. Tell us about the local stuff that you do and why it's so popular, especially the Juneteenth ceremony.
Well, you know, again, I have to give credit to the people who work at our organization. When you walk into one of our branches, you know right away that not only are our team professional, but they're also very personable and they're fun. And so they spend a lot of time out in the community and they enjoy it. Juneteenth was a great example. We had a golf tournament fundraiser for scholarships where our people are doing the work to help set up the tournament and staffing and running and galas and parades and interacting with their children and passing out water. We have a blast doing all of these things. But our people care. Our next promo, for example, that we'll be running in Facebook is we are kicking off at the end of this month backpack drives for back to school. Houston has a large population of underserved, and education is so important. So we're doing backpack drives. We'll be kicking it off next month, and we're going to find different ways to let our Facebook family and followers join in and contribute, as well as all of our branches. And we'll be posting that and tracking that. But the way to keep the energy up and keep moving forward is just a team of people. One thing I think people miss when doing Facebook or Twitter or any of the other social platforms is that they forget it's social. And that means interacting with the people around you and the local people. And that's something that we just love to do.
Absolutely. You mentioned the Juneteenth. I mean, that was in Missouri City. And, you know, we live in a big state. Texas is a very, very big state. And Missouri City has a unique culture all its own that is different from New Braunfels, where I live, or San Antonio, or Mesquite, Texas, for that matter. And, you know, maybe the people that were visiting the Facebook page that week aren't visiting it as much this week, but they remember you. They remember you being a part of those fun moments in the summer, the golf tournament, the parades, the celebrations, the scholarships, and stuff like that. I think it's just a great example of taking, again, and kind of taking the wonkiness out of it. It's not a social media marketing platform. It's got to be engaging and intentionally engaging. Like I said, it's just it's hard to describe what vibe is on the radio, but I would encourage people to visit your Facebook page and just see the pacing and the timing and stuff like that. The last question I wanted to ask you before we wrap it up was about the concept of time. I think everyday members, like you and me, you and I both have jobs and families and things to take care of each and every day. I spend very little time thinking about my banking brand every day. I check my balance on my phone and stuff like that. But you guys have a lot of interaction with your audience on Facebook. But would you agree that people, you have to find the right timing, because people don't spend a lot of time thinking about their banking brand every day?
People are busy. I mean, all of us at credit unions are busy too, and they need you to be there when they have time to look at you, to talk to you, and they need you to respond then. So you're right. Timing is critical, and engagement is the biggest part of that, being able to respond immediately. We're still not as fast on responding to questions on Facebook as we would like to be, but we're trying to do more of that. which that means more hands on deck and watching it. But it's working. But the biggest piece is to engage with your audience, because if you don't, then they will forget about you.
Absolutely.
Your message will not be seen.
Yeah, why would they come back? I mean, I'll be honest. You guys drove me crazy last week with the picture you posted, that fountain picture. I've been there. I could not. I thought at first it was on the campus of Rice University. It's not, though, is it?
No.
No. See, that's why I was afraid to post anything on Facebook, because that's what I was going to guess. Is it at the Galleria?
You know, it's really fun. The address is actually on our Facebook page now. So everybody can drive and see it.
I could not remember where it was. It was like a museum or something. I remember this because we were there and another family came over and asked us to take a picture of them in front of the fountain. And it's like, I've been here. I know exactly where this is, but I could not remember exactly, like, if was it a museum or the mall or on a university campus. But again, I was sitting there looking at your Facebook page, and I have no monetary interest in opening an account because of where I live, but I was just kind of like intrigued. It's like, I know where this is.
That's one of the great things about this particular contest is there's so many different fun things within the community that we're able to have a lot of people interact. Maybe they'll find out something new about their community they love.
And I also noticed that when people don't win, it's like they don't get mad. They send you the little smiley face, okay, maybe next time. And I'm like, man, I would be upset if I didn't win the $25 if I was the first one, you know, to chime in with the right answer. Anyway, listen, I always talk to Troy about how sometimes I wish we had a longer formatted show, because I could talk about this kind of stuff all day, the way you guys are utilizing the community and the people in it and doing one thing this week and something else the next week and not getting hung up on how many loans did we get because we gave away a scholarship. I just think it's a great open marketing concept that works for you guys in Houston, Texas. We had a great time visiting with you last week. Annette was great on the show two Fridays ago. You've been an absolute delight. Like I said, I'm writing like crazy here on my writing pad. If folks want to find out more about you and Primeway and how you guys are doing stuff with Facebook, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you, Michelle?
Email and LinkedIn. Email. My email is moshinski at primewayfcu.com.
Yeah, and we put the link to your Facebook page in the episode description, so people can just click on that. If you're listening, you can just click on that link, and it'll take you right to their Facebook page. Hey, Michelle, I'm looking forward to working with you in the future. I really appreciate your viewpoint on this. Like I said, I've got all these lines and arrows pointing to it, because I don't think anyone's ever said that about Facebook. I don't think anyone's ever come on the show and said it's really not a marketing platform. I think I would have even said it's a marketing platform. You know, social marketing, social media tool, but you're absolutely right. When the more I think about it, it's really not. And I think the unique way you guys are thinking about it is why you're having what I think is a uniquely different reaction, what we would call in music reverberation. People stay connected to the brand through Facebook, and I can't say that about all the banking and credit union brands that I follow on Facebook. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. You're always welcome here, and I look forward to seeing you very, very soon.
Thank you, Jason. It was a blast.
Awesome. Michelle Ashin. Great interview. I don't usually write this much. And, of course, I had to take that second break because I'm not used to doing all the talking, because usually Troy's here to spill me on some of the talking. Very, very interesting interview. As all of you know, Troy makes his living in Charleston, South Carolina. You know, he lives in that community. He's had to deal with all of the sadness and, for my part, some things that are just difficult to talk about. Silence is the best option. And but I was thinking about Troy last week when all that stuff was going on. But I live in Texas, and I'll be honest with you, that I was at Bible study that Wednesday night too at exactly the same time. But here in Texas, we're allowed to protect ourselves and the innocent people around us, and that would not have happened at my Bible study. But it's a difficult time for Charleston. I've been to Charleston. Troy lives in Charleston and works in Charleston, and it's just one of those difficult things to know how to talk about on the air, especially with a show like this, which is not about news items and things like that. I want to thank Michelle Leshinsky from Primeway Federal Credit Union. That is actually 3 weeks in a row with Primeway, because I was out there in person last week. That's the other thing I wanted to say. If you are a consultant or a trainer or a speaker or somebody that works with any kind of brand, and you spend part of your day communicating through LinkedIn and social media and email and stuff like that and telephone, go see people. Go meet people. Michelle was absolutely right. When I walked in to Primeway, I was dressed. I mean, I had like a blazer and matching pants and a collared shirt on. I'd just gotten a haircut. I mean, I looked like a legitimate business guy. But the person that greeted me, very nice. How may I help you? Very, very, the only word is she was very sweet, very, very kindly, and had me sign in on the visitor's log and gave me a visitor's badge. But exactly what they had promised. Friendly, kind, feel the love here at the credit union. Very, 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 very nice. And when I said goodbye to her, thank you so much. We're so glad you got to come out and see us. Southern, lady-like, beautiful, memorable. How do I know? Because I'm talking about it 7 days later from when it happened. Great credit union. You do not have to keep spending money on conferences and buying booths and tables and giving stuff away. Just tune into the show. We talk to credit unions that are doing great, thoughtful, and I don't want to say innovative. It's beyond innovation, because you would say innovation would be using Facebook anyway. Well, we all use Facebook. Think about it as something other than, underline, a marketing platform. Intentionally engage your audience and reap the rewards of a brand just wide open, just doing their thing. And that vibe, again, I didn't really get into it with Michelle, but we talked about it at lunch last week. That's what she wanted, a vibe, a key signature, something that people could rely on and count on. And very, very interesting. I encourage you, if you're listening to the show now, it's almost over, click on the Facebook page. Just look at it. I think there's a lot of stuff you can see, even if you don't like them. I think you can see everything on Facebook that way. Hey, listen, next week we'll be back. Wait a minute. I think next week, if next week is the Friday before the 4th of July, we may or may not be on the air next Friday. But until we speak, thank you so much for joining. You've been listening to The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? We will talk to you in July. I can't believe it. The year is flying by. Talk to you soon. And that's all, folks.